USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Attorney General says the Justice Department is conducting a comprehensive and transparent review of law enforcement's response to the mass shooting in Uvalde, Texas.
I know I speak for all of us, and I think I speak for everyone in the country, saying our hearts are broken by what happened in Uvalde.
Merrick Garland calling the tragedy heartbreaking, adding it's not a criminal investigation. A gunman killed 19 students and two teachers at an elementary school in Uvalde before he was killed by a Border Patrol agent. President Biden says states aren't using billions of dollars passed by his administration to reform police departments like it was meant to be spent. Biden added he sent a request of $300 million in this year's budget to Congress to hire more officers in addition to having better training. USA Radio News.
Paid for by government.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgan's. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
An armed man is arrested outside the home of a Supreme Court justice.
A California man in his mid-20s was found to be carrying at least one weapon and burglary tools on a street near Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh's home. We're not sure who, but someone informed police that this person might pose a threat to the justice. The man did not make it onto Kavanaugh's property in Montgomery County, but was stopped and arrested on a nearby street. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The hottest weather of the year is expected to heat up the Southwest this week. Forecasters say records that have stood for decades could fall. The first 110-degree days are forecast to roast Phoenix and Palm Springs Thursday, on the way to 113 by the weekend. That's about 10 degrees hotter than average in both desert communities. And Michael Phelps has been voted into the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Hall of Fame. This is USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the roll and go, go anywhere MyPillows, and six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Businessman Rick Caruso and Congresswoman Karen Bass will face off against each other for mayor this fall in Los Angeles. Caruso saying crime is growing and homeless problems are the first two items he will tackle if he wins in November.
I frequently hear and read how divided people are, but what I found out is that people share so much in common. They're upset about the problems of homelessness. They're upset about the problems of crime.
Meanwhile, Congresswoman Karen Bass says she's the only one who can get things done in Los Angeles.
Well, going forward means that we have to bring together all of the people around the city and have the type of very diverse grassroots campaign that we always plan to have.
The national average price for a gallon of gas is getting closer to $5 a gallon across the country. In Dallas, Texas, the price rose more than 40 cents in about a week. At a gas station in Dallas, one man shares with Fox News how the price is affecting him and his job.
I drive for my job, so it's a lot harder to afford gas while working.
The Biden administration says the price hike is largely a result of the Russian invasion of Ukraine, as Russia is a large producer of oil. Republicans have called on the White House to ease regulations on U.S. energy producers. Follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.